You're listening to SBS News.
Concerns about a confrontation between Iran and the United States have increased since last week's attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. Washington is blaming its longtime foe Iran for the attacks, but Tehran is denying any involvement. Yesterday, the US announced it would deploy another 1,000 troops to the Middle East. US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the move is strictly defensive.
We have been engaged in many messages, even this moment right here, communicating to Iran that we are there to deter aggression. President Trump does not want war, and we will continue to communicate that message while doing the things that are necessary to protect American interests in the region.
In an interview with Time magazine, however, US President Donald Trump says he would take military action on Iran over nuclear weapons. Mr. Trump says his country is prepared to deal with Iran if required.
We're looking at Iran. We have a lot of things going with Iran. We're very prepared for Iran. We'll see what happens. But let me just say this. We are very prepared. Regardless of what goes, we are very, very prepared.
But Iranian President Hassan Rouhani remains defiant.
We do not wage war with any nation. Our opponents are a bunch of inexperienced politicians. But on our side, it's not just the country's officials, but the whole Iranian nation that's unanimously present in this battle.
US policy on Iran has so far been to exert maximum pressure. But other world leaders are calling for restraint. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi is concerned about escalating tensions.
We call on all sides to remain rational and exercise restraint and not take any escalatory actions that irritate regional tensions and not open up a Pandora's box. In particular, the US side should alter their extreme pressure methods. Like what I have mentioned earlier, any unilateral behaviour has no basis in international law. Not only will it not resolve the problem, it will only create an even greater crisis.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says any escalation could have a global impact.
It's very important to avoid any escalation, and I strongly hope that the situation will be contained because, as I said and I repeat, the world does not really need a major confrontation in the Gulf.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is also worried.
We must do everything that we can to resolve the conflict with Iran peacefully. That is what Germany is committed to. That is what the foreign minister has been to Iran for. We are in close contact with our American partners, and that is a very serious situation, as we know. But we will do everything in our power to influence all sides, and above all, to make it clear to Iran that this serious situation must not be aggravated.
Ms. Merkel and other European leaders are also committed to saving their 2015 nuclear deal with Iran, after it announced it'll break uranium stockpile limits if the EU can't help it offset US sanctions. Amy Hall, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.